This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Frank Wasilewski from Access. Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard Team. And Louis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Benny, let's light this candle. Oh, what, buddy? How many miles in Chicago?
Thank you for tuning in to our show or continuing to listen to our show. We have two experts that have been... You guys got up early today.
We did.
Really early.
We did.
Yeah, because we come from the far north suburbs.
Yeah, we slept together, right?
Well, obviously. That makes sense.
And carpooled together, obviously, right. Because why not do everything together?
From the Sheridan across the river.
Because we're smart, right, Frank?
We are smart.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. Right. So you shared a room at the Sheridan.
Yeah.
You drove down last night.
Yep.
Entertained each other.
Obviously.
Passed out in each other's arms.
Yeah, of course.
Woke up at 3.
Snuggled. Some say snuggled.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's got a very comfortable room.
Exactly. Y'all stay warm.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. There's heaters in the room.
We're together.
That's good. And then you came over here for 4 o'clock roll call because Wendy likes to do pre-show calisthenics.
Yeah. We got to warm up. That's a big show. This is like less.
Yeah. This is like...
Right. People turn off our show sometimes.
Yes, a lot of times. Yeah, that's like carrying steamer trunks loaded with gold bullions. Yeah. This is like having the carry-on.
That's okay.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Want to warn everybody, I forgot my undershirt this morning. So you might see some
extra nip.
Thank our listening audience.
Just
want to let everybody know, full disclosure.
Sure. Got it.
That's
why you're wearing black.
That's why I'm wearing black. Got out of the shower up here on the 18th floor. I'm like, uh-oh. Something extra today for our listeners. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and phone line. Frank, what are you talking about after talking 4 hours on the radio this morning?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping some people call in and we get some questions. You know, but we'll talk about what I'd love to talk about the most is
helping people
and looking out from getting ripped off, because so much of it is occurring.
All right, phone number
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Louis, Redo Cabinets, welcome back.
Thank you.
You are a lot less glowing today, less schwitz. You're back. You've got your legs under you. That's good. Welcome. Got your sea legs. What are we talking about?
We're talking about a couple of things, Dave. We're talking about how we have our best promotion of the year, 75% off labor, and talking about how we help our clients solve solutions to their problems in their kitchens. Give us a call at 630-381-5583, redocabinets.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvements, back from the sabbatical. I'm trying to find your button here.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Feliz, yeah, happy
New Year. Oh, wow. You speak a new language now.
Si.
All right, Benny, you hit it. Benny and I are like dueling mouse here. Go, Ben. There we go.
That's not it, but I love it. It's Mr. Floor.
It's Mr. Floor.
I love Mr. Floor.
You don't work at Mr. Floor?
I don't, but you know, I would. Their flooring product is amazing. Their company is amazing. Yeah. Igor, their owner is amazing.
It'd be fun to work.
I really love
Igor.
Everything about Mr. Floor.
Well, give Ben a tap of your tip of your
words.
Head. Yeah.
Words
hurt.
Words matter.
Yes.
Words do matter. 847-658-8989.
Hey, Ben, since you do such a great job there, you want to try to click the one next to it that says Meg on it? Go ahead, Ben. 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you going to touch the mouse again?
My hands are here, buddy. 3, 2, 1, go. Go ahead. No pressure.
8, 4, all right,
that's better.
658-8989.
Let's go.
He's just excited you're back.
I think our listeners know our number by now.
Just want to make sure.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm here for our listeners. So just as we were for the last several hours, if you have any home questions, idiosyncrasies, you know, Frank brought up a great point about getting ripped off. If you're getting estimates and something doesn't seem right, I was just at a customer's house this week where they were like, I don't know, I called 3 people, one person showed up finally, right? And then never got back to me. I'm like, I don't understand. So if you have questions or something doesn't seem right, or you just got a high number that you're curious on, or just whatever it is.
Or you want to start a project and you don't know how to go about getting a contractor, give us a call. We'll give you some advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it has nothing to do with what we do, we're happy to help.
Yeah.
That's a button.
I took advantage because he was moving it around. Sure. I saw it stop and I jumped on it. Jimmy Brown, Sarah Leonard, Legacy Properties. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. What's happening?
Hang on. You're a little low. There you go. Could you get a little closer to the microphone?
You got it.
There you go. That's
absolutely
better.
Nice.
Yeah, you're an outstanding. You do a lot of the listings. You're a
yes.
listing agent specialist.
Absolutely.
You and
luckiest
I have worked,
guy in the world.
You guys, you and I have worked a lot together.
Yep.
With your clients, and when your clients are moving and trying to buy a house, you know, I help them as well. When after you get done expertly selling their homes, we help them get a mortgage on a new home. Yep. You're talking about same as cash. I know that Sarah talked about that the last time she was on, but also you got a lot of calls for divorce this week because we are in divorce and bankruptcy season.
That's the market we're living in right now. It's, you know, the move up has really kind of disappeared, moving up into the next level. And what we see a lot of is death, unfortunately, divorce, assisted yep. living, people moving mom and dad out of their houses because they can't do steps anymore and things like that. So absolutely, definitely can talk about that. Thought we'd also touch a little bit on as is and what that means in a real estate deal on both sides of the equation, listing as well as somebody buying.
Best way to get a hold of you, my friend?
224-239-3966 or wgnsarah.com.
5 D's of mortgages, diapers, debt, that's divorce,
diapers,
downsize, and death.
Yep.
Those are the 5 D's of mortgages.
Right now.
Right now, it's bankruptcy, which is debt. And it's divorce, which is divorce. Well, hello, it's the January is the season that most people file. It's the number one season for, it's the number one month for bankruptcy and divorce filings. That's why we're talking about
it. Is bankruptcy absolutely just happenstantial because of the way that
people go through the year?
Okay.
They go through the year.
Yeah.
And they're like, I've had it. I can't do it anymore. They have one last bang at Christmas, holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And they're like, okay, going to start the new. It's like going to the gym. Well, we're going to be at the gym every single day at 6 o'clock. And then 3 days later, they're on the couch until 9, right?
Sure.
So they're like, enough. We got to hit the reset button.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there's like a bank ruling for
just
bankruptcy.
Okay. Just people want to start the new year without,
starting fresh.
Without mm-hmm. their debt and without their spouse that they're tired of. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I was at the county board meeting again this past Thursday. I expressed my feelings as my therapists, plural,
yeah.
friend.
Yeah, it's going to be plural. You need many.
That makes a lot of sense.
I take Wednesday off.
Sure.
He said I need to express it because I have a lot of built up anxiety and a lot of anger. So I expressed my feelings to the county board commissioners.
Nice.
And to Tony Preckwinkle. You can find it on Facebook. Okay. And we have one of the school board superintendents, a whole group of them came on the public comment section, like 7 or 8 of them, like 9 of them, and talked about how it's damaging them because the tax bills weren't out on time. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention and have one of the superintendents call in.
Yeah.
To talk about right from his own mouth how it's negatively impacting. I've been preaching it here, as you know.
Yes.
59 days until the next election. So we've got Dr. Ben Collins coming up after the break. He is Superintendent of School District 64. And Cook County Commissioner Scott Britton, who represents my area in Northbrook, he accepted my invitation. Come on, Tony Preckwinkle, still, I don't know, missing in action, witness protection program. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The mailbag sponsored by CenterGuard coming up next. CenterGuard Plumbing, Jeremy, the only plumbing company that I touch to touch my pipes.
Trust to touch your pipes.
That are in my house.
Yes.
I replaced a water tank with them, a water heater with them, Catherine in Naperville.
We did.
Oh, yeah. We started a new thing we'll talk about, Dirty Jobs, Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I heard it. I was listening on the beach, you know, because why not?
Thanks for texting.
Yep. And I thought it was really cool that you were going to do the install.
I installed it.
Yeah, that's incredibly cool.
Yep, we haven't any reports of any home blowing up in Naperville
yet. Amazing.
So it's good to go. 312-981, many talents.
You actually followed through with that?
Yes.
What do you mean, actually? Of course you did. He's a man
it.
Of the people, a man of his word.
I'm a doer. Yeah. I'm a doer. I get things
done.
Oh, boy.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dr. Ben Collins, Superintendent, School District 64. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
I met Dr. Collins having a coffee before the Cook County Board meeting this past Thursday in Panera across the street from City Hall. He comes up to me and goes, "Are you David Hochberg?" I'm like, "Okay, here we go." Another somebody coming up to me wanting an autograph.
Yelling at you, throwing the coffee at you.
I didn't have the headshots with me. I'm like, I got to get the guy's name. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, oh, I love your videos. We're going over. I'm like, hi. We start talking. I learned that he's a superintendent, District 64.
Okay.
And then I learned about all of the financial hardships that the school districts were having in Cook County due to the inability and the ineptness of the Cook County board and the Cook County president and the Cook County assessor to get the tax bills out on time. Okay. So
yeah, I would like to click here to learn more.
Okay. Well, that's why we're having Dr. Yeah. Ben Collins on. Dr. Collins, thank you for calling into the show. Can you briefly explain to our listeners, there were 8 or 9 of you superintendents and administrators that came to the county board meeting that spoke before me. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I applaud the Cook County, all the superintendents that came, because I was encouraging my neighbor, Marlise Cohen, who's a board member of District 27, to come down and voice her opinion. She's like, you know what? It's impacting us. And I'm like, all right, Marlise, well, why don't you get off your rear end and come down? Mm-hmm. And then I show up having a coffee, and there's Dr. Ben Collins.
Okay.
So this is what I learned.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dr. Collins, please share with us the amount of money that the school districts have had to liquidate in order to operate due to Cook County's inability to get the tax bills out on time.
Sure. So first of all, I'm the superintendent in Park Ridge now, District 64. I represent about 45,000 residents, 4,500 students. Just always want to put that
Thank
out
you.
There. We have a great school district and a great community. And I'm but one of the many superintendents that is beyond frustrated with this. Right now, our number from 149 districts across Cook County sits at $127 million in lost investments and tax anticipation warrants and other fees. Mm-hmm. And that's a very conservative number. And every day, that number is growing. My district's percentage of that is just under, right now, $1 million. And it is not going well.
So what happens when, and these are school districts that have reserve accounts. These are school districts from the Northern, Northwestern, and the North Shore districts that have reserve accounts. This does not include districts on the South and the Southwest, Southeast side of Cook County that aren't as affluent as these school districts that don't have reserve accounts. So what does that mean to you as a superintendent of School District 64 for you to try to operate and teach our kids and the teachers within your school district? What does it mean to you? And then we'll bring on Scott Britton, Cook County Commissioner, after you.
Yeah, one thing I want to say before I get into the impact, that number I quoted does include all of the districts in North, West, and South Cook County right
okay.
now.
Okay, so, mm-hmm. Fair.
And our school districts are doing the absolute best we can, being extremely sensitive to all of our hardworking families who pay high property taxes, and they expect really great education in return for that. So we're always trying to ensure that every dollar goes as far as it possibly can. So when you take a look at the impact, we had to freeze all of our hiring just briefly when we were trying to figure out exactly in December we were going to start seeing the first amount of distributions. And typically we do most of our hiring in the spring and the summer, but we do have staff that come in and out of the school district just like any other corporation yep. or business through the year. We also put a hold on all science equipment hiring, paper markers for kindergarten classes, things that come in that are more timely through the school year for, like, for instance, sending out your tubas even to get cleaned, things like that that are, for a normal school district, and especially one as resourced as Park Ridge Niles, people have expectations that their kids are going to have the best school education they possibly can have in the country. And we've delivered on that promise. And so that was the frustrating part, because all of our normal operations were completely put aside as we were trying to figure this out. And then on the flip side of that, because a lot of this is long-term damage, I mean, we're talking about redoing budgets and financial projections with still some uncertainty about how the process is going to get fixed in the future so yep. that it gets rectified and we're not here again. And when we're trying to figure out if we're going to make some investments with some of the money that sits in our reserves, we're trying to determine when we pull that money out of the market and then invest it back into students and for those programs, we have to time that right, just like any other corporation. So it's really important for us to have that certainty as we're trying to make decisions for the future of our teachers and our students and our community, so we can continue the great educational practices that our families deserve.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. You had mentioned Scott Britton, Commissioner Britton's coming on next. He's on hold. That he has been extremely helpful and yes. has been very, very supportive of your attempts to get your money.
Yeah, I do want to commend Commissioners Britton, Commissioners Morrison, and Commissioners Trevor. They've been the best at the county with trying to engage with the school districts. We're looking for the same level of commitment from the other officials in the county.
Good luck. Okay, Dr. Ben Collins, thank you for calling to the show. We got disconnected. I apologize. Commissioner Britton, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, David?
Good. Thanks for calling into the show. 59 days until the next election. Couple of questions for you. September 9th, 2015, the county board, with Tony Preckwinkle as president, approved $29,951,735 to Tyler Technologies, a $19.20 billion publicly traded company. In June of 2022, the board increased that amount by $38,484,101 through March of 2026. In addition to that, Commissioner, we are paying, the Cook County residents are paying two consulting companies, Grant Thornton, $8.7 million, and a company called Guidehouse, $7.2 million, $15.9 million, to consult on a software program implementation that is 6-8 years past due. And we're also paying a gentleman by the name of Tom Lynch, the CIO, $263,438 a year of income of salary, and his assistant Derek Thomas, $229,966 in salary, and the thing's still not working because Tyler Technologies is still screwed up. Can you explain why we continue to support Tyler Technologies and not one word out of the president's office to hold them accountable for the calamity and the colossal screw-up that they've caused the Cook County residents, that's putting pressure not only on our school districts, but all the other public entities that rely on the tax revenues?
So I wasn't there when we started this process, but I was there when we took a look at what our options were. And quite honestly, David, you know, everybody keeps saying the county's doing this and the county's doing that. You know, there are four different entities, all separately elected officials, who control our property tax system. And they all agreed in 2015 to do this deal with Tyler. If I had it do over again, I would not have gone with them, because obviously this has been a complete mess.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, we had two options. We could continue the mainframe, which is 1970s technology, and literally was being held, not literally, but it was pretty much being held together by spit and baling wire. The thing was about to fall apart. And if that fails, we can't send out the bills at all. So we were kind of in a trick bag. So we had two options. We could start over again and delay this even further, or we could believe the promises that were made by Tyler, which, I looking back on it, I don't think we would have, knowing what we know now. But at that point, I think we were in too far to get out.
Commissioner Britton, why isn't anybody standing up on the tables at the county and blasting Tyler and demanding that they fix this problem? I hear nothing from.
That's happened multiple times, David. You know, at the technology committee meetings, which is chaired by Kevin Morrison, we have called them to account multiple times. And I have seen the correspondence going back and forth between Tyler, the treasurer, the president's office, the assessor. They have all been saying, you know, you guys got to do a better job. You got to commit the resources. You got to do this and you got to do that. Then they put different teams on it constantly. It's as frustrating for us as it is for you. But to say that we've never said anything to them is incorrect.
Okay. Why hasn't Tony Preckwinkle stood up at the board meetings and blast them and demand that they send busloads, if not truckloads, if not trainloads, if not barge loads of software engineers to Chicago to fix the problem? I have yet to hear President Preckwinkle say one word.
So she has communicated with them directly multiple times. I've seen
the public.
Yeah, I think the public is, you know, the public is certainly part of our meetings. That the same thing is being done in our committee. Do you prefer the president to do it? I get it. I'm not sure what that would get you, but those committees have said the exact thing you're talking about.
I'd like some action, Commissioner. I'd like something to happen so our school boards aren't losing, our school districts aren't losing $125 million. And it constantly adds up. That's what I would like. I'd like to see some. I'm speaking on behalf of the 5.2 million people that own property and own businesses in Cook County.
Well, I represent them all, too. And I can tell you that at this point, at least, I think most of the issues have been resolved. But the continuing issues that have most recently caused these problems with our school districts are related to the people who send the property tax bill. And we don't. The county, as a board, does not send out property
tax. I understand. I understand.
So I'm not exactly, you may be talking to the wrong person because I'm not sure what happened there.
I could tell you what happened. Okay, there's this guy by the name of Fritz Kagi, with the approval of Tom Lynch, the CIO of Cook County, who authorized to turn the old system off and switch to the new system before beta testing the new system, and they shut down the old system. In the real world, if nobody in their right mind has got a factory that turns off line A and runs line B that's brand new without having line A up and running as a backup for redundancy reasons in case line B gets screwed up, it does not happen in the real world. And we want some accountability for the complete incompetence that's going on. And listen, I got to get yelled at. I got to go to break. Listen, you're a decent guy. You called in. I respect that. We're going to have a coffee coming up here in the next week or two to dive deeper. Tony Preckwinkle, you know, next time you see her, I've invited her three times to her face. She's in the witness protection program. We're 0.8 miles away from the county.
She's also kind of busy right now. But, you know, I'm happy to talk to you anytime, David. You know that.
Please. I'll she's kind of busy. Are you supporting her for Cook County Board President?
100%.
You are?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. All right.
Do you want to go through it real quick?
I don't have time. I'll have you back. I'll have you back, and we'll talk about it.
I'll be back, and I'll tell you.
You got it. You have a wonderful day, buddy. Thanks for calling into the show. Sure. All right, we got 59 days. We have 59 days until the next election. You guys can take the information that we present here and make your own decisions. This is Homestead Chicago at 720 WGN. That was the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag. We're going to be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Just let the man finish his breakfast at least.
Okay,
he's good.
Thank you to Dr. Collins, the superintendent of School District 64, and Cook County Commissioner Scott Britton. Elections in 59 days. You could take all the information that we present here and make your own decision, but please vote. Complaining.
Everybody's got to, you know, that's the biggest part about politics is you have to get out there and be a part of it. You have to vote.
Yeah, what was the percentage?
What?
What's the percentage?
Less than 18%.
Less than 18.
Isn't that nuts?
Come
on.
Less
than 18%. I'll put it at 20. So we'll go up a little higher.
I guess.
Less than 20% of the registered voters in Cook County that live in Cook County voted in the last election.
Okay.
Tony Preckwinkle has 40,000 names on ballots, mostly supported by the unions. Not knocking unions. I love the unions.
Yeah.
Okay,
unions are great.
She knows that she's got the SEIU and she's got the teachers union behind her. Okay, so if you don't like, they're all going to mostly vote for Tony, which is fine. You can vote for whoever you want. If you are not happy with what's going on, then we need more than that to show up and vote him out.
Well, just heard, you have the schools that are behind $125 million. How happy could the teachers be?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Right. That teachers union that's not getting paid.
It's not the CTU, though. It's not the Chicago Teachers. Well, right. It is part of the Chicago Teachers Union because you're in Cook County.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. Forget about, and don't take this the wrong way. Don't forget about, forget about the teachers union in this aspect, right? Don't forget about the teachers. But in this argument, what about the families that live in those school districts that are paying their taxes? And guess what? What happens when the tax bill comes out and you don't pay it?
You get arrested.
You get penalized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tax bill doesn't come out. Nothing happens to these people. And it's all like, in all due respect to Commissioner Britton, what do you want me to do? I'm doing everything I can. I want somebody to do something. Okay? I like Tyler Technologies to call into the show. And they hid behind Tony's dress. I reached out to him. Who am I? I'm a mortgage professional. It was a 3-hour radio show here at WGN. They're afraid to come on the show. What are you afraid of? Right? You got. I didn't even know about this extra $38 million they got. They got an extra $38 million, and we're paying Grant Thornton at Guidehouse. Grant Thornton Guidehouse, a representative from them. Your media teams. Why don't you come on and see what the hell you what do we get for the $15.9 million we pay both of your companies to implement the software? Where the hell are you?
I could tell that you're very passionate about this. I can tell. Just looking at you.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. That's probably why you didn't wear an undershirt.
No. Because
you
knew. It was a mistake.
You knew that you were going to.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's just. It's words and there's nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It's word salad.
You know what? Here. Tell us how you really feel.
I'm just telling how I really feel. Right. Look at the video.
You're pretty frustrated.
And I want to make I want to make one correction.
Okay.
I stood behind all these superintendents that kept throwing out numbers, and I was adding it up in my head. I thought it was over $1 billion. Okay, I didn't realize that they were talking about their school district, so I'm adding all these numbers up. So I went in the video and blasted them for $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Then I talked to Dr. Collins. He's like, it was 120. So I want to apologize. Now, in the video, I said $1 billion. It's only $125 million. So,
we've never known you to ever exaggerate.
No, I misspoke and I said U.S. Southworks closed in 2019. It closed in 1992. So I apologize for that. It was a mistake. I'm like, it sat there. I actually went to U.S. Southworks, Frank, when I was in the scrap industry in 1988. Anthony Constructing was at 200 East 87th Street. I was a kid out of college, got in a truck, dropped off a load of turnings there, so I got to see it. And then it shut down 4 years later just because of obsolescence, and U.S. Steel shut it down. So 1992, those are two mistakes in the video. I want to apologize. You know, I get going in those meetings. I kind of lose my mind a little bit. All right, so let's talk about mobility. What didn't you talk about during the 4 hours on Lou's show that you want to cover today?
You know, I preach on this a lot, and Jeremy and I talk about it quite a bit. When you're out there looking to make a decision to modify your home, whether it's for accessibility or just an in-law suite, or you just want to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, you have to take the time to do your research and find a contractor that not only, you know, looks good but feels good. That person should feel good to you, you know. And just because somebody worked out really well with your neighbor doesn't necessarily mean they're going to work out and listen to you, right? So
sure,
there's a very strong personal connection that is made with a contractor, because you guys are going to work together.
And I love what you say about the feel good, but like the person that shows up, right? We have estimators. You have design technicians, or mm-hmm. What do you call your
assessors?
Yeah, right. So you have design assessors that show up. So you may or may not like that person, right? Because who knows? But trust all the other things, right? Trust the experience, I guess, is the biggest thing, right? I asked a customer the other day. They're like, "Oh yeah, we had a I'm just going to say rhymes with Anderson." Right. And, you know, started at list price, then went to here, then went to here, then went to here. You know, before I walked out the door, it was a 55% discount.
Right.
Like, how to trust that?
You can't. And that's a very common sales tactic, right? They're going to come in there and they're going to give you their price times three, right? So they want to say they want to sell this product for $1,000. That's what they want.
Yeah, let's use the math.
So we're gonna offer it to you at $3,000.
Sure.
And then, boy, if you get that, I'm going to get one. If you just sign right here, I'm going to get one hell of a commission. Versus,
okay, good point.
You know, okay, you don't want that? Oh, you're kicking me out the door. You want to get another estimate? I'll tell you what. Yeah. You don't have to get another estimate. Let's try $2,000.
Okay.
I was listening when you guys were on Lou's show hosted by Wendy, because Lou was up, and the guy called in who's taking care of his 91, 92-year-old mother.
Yeah.
Okay, who used to beat him. That's what I got out of it.
Well, kind of. You're right.
He was afraid of herself.
I mean, he said, she was stern with us, and I'm just like, okay, here's the guy admitting, you know, homicide.
Can't do that anymore.
On the radio, or attempted homicide. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, you know, he called in about the shower. I didn't use the shower, and there was sediment. And then he was like, if somebody said, how come you don't move her in? If I do that, I'd have to put in a ramp. How many of those calls do you get?
A lot. We do that a lot.
Put in a chairlift. And it was like, you got a chairlift guy right here, like right next door.
But
staring at him.
A lot of people have a misconception about how much a stairlift costs. And then you have in our industry, you know, people that are preying on the elderly, and they're going in there at that 3X price, and they're, you know, charging $7,000-$8,000 for a $3,000 project. And it's disgusting, you know, to see people preying on people with disabilities and the elderly. But it doesn't just happen there. You see it with
everything.
Yeah, you see it with a lot of these one day baths. You see it with these real fast kitchen remodelers that aren't reputable and won't stay behind their work. They're just going to come in here, they're going to do the work, and they're going to run. Right?
Yeah.
What do you call it? The taillight warranty?
Yeah, it's as good as the taillight warranty, right, as soon as they leave, right? As fast as you can catch them.
Right. So you have to ask questions, and you have to do, because anybody that comes onto this show is putting themselves out there. Because if we don't back up what we do, you're going to come on this radio
show. You're just going to call us. Yeah, you're just going to say, like,
right?
Oh, I'm confused.
Right. We're going to make mistakes. That happens. And you back it up and you fix it. But we're not going to run away.
No.
No, ever.
Well, wait, we're pretty 50 years, right? How long has Access been in business?
36.
Now. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not running anywhere.
Yeah, you're not running anywhere. No. Yeah, this is home.
Right,
yeah.
You're actually getting up at 3 in the morning to come and do Lou's show and stick around for this show.
Right, exactly. Right.
Stick around for this show. You're right. Like, we came up for Lou's show. We'll just hang around
We both agreed this morning, too. We couldn't end the day without seeing David Hopper.
That's true. Wow. That's how we felt.
You get that a lot.
That's true.
That's why there's a receiving line.
Is that how Elise feels? I can't end the day without seeing David Hochberg.
Never heard that once.
Got it.
Phone number.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. Takes a photo line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WGS. We have Lewis from Redo Cabinets coming up after these messages.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I'm
in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
On phonics. Yeah. Work for me.
Aren't we hooked on phonics?
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Before the show, Jeremy, you were talking with Lewis at Redo Cabinets, talking about the great deal they're offering.
Yeah, I love the idea of the deal. In fact, I actually told a customer yesterday, I was there for windows and some other things, and they said, well, we're thinking about getting our kitchen done. We're not sure if we want to invest in like a full remodel, because it is a large investment, timely and large investment. And I mentioned, hey, Redo Cabinets is going to be on Saturday. I heard that they're going to have this new special that's 75% off labor, which I know labor costs, right? It's high. It's up there. And financing for a year, no payment, no anything. So I asked Lewis, like, hey, how are you guys doing this? How are you making money?
I'll be happy to tell you. So
okay,
a couple ways we do it. Number one, everything we have is American made, so we're saving a lot of money that way. We're not dealing with any tariffs. We're not dealing with anything like that. But we're really efficient, and we have a great team, and we have a certified installer. So that combination is what's allowed us to do this once a year.
Okay. And how long does it take to usually do this?
It varies. So it really depends on scope of work. On average, we're in and out of a customer's home in 3 to 5 days for cabinets,
okay,
1 day for countertops, and a day for backsplash. So that's what another
week
way
and a half for like the whole shebang, a week for less.
Exactly. So think of it this way. When you go through like a major renovation, and there's clients who have that need, you know, some people want to knock out walls, move plumbing, move gas lines. That's not our client.
Or their boxes are falling apart.
Yeah.
Like their junky cabinet boxes.
There's for sure. So okay, when we go out to a customer's home, we'll do an inspection to make sure that the customer qualifies for refacing. The last thing we want to do is waste their time. Time is money. We want to be efficient with that. So we'll go out to their home. We'll do an inspection. We bring samples into their house so they can see what everything looks like in their light. My team of design consultants has a mobile showroom that they bring everything to their house.
Cool.
And you touched on something earlier about taillight warranties. One thing that really differentiates us versus every other cabinet or facing company out there is we offer a lifetime warranty on not only parts, labor. That is a huge.
That's awesome.
So think about this. When you go to a closing table, you're able to bring the brochure with the copy of the contract and the warranty there, and you can give that to your buyer. How huge is that?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, once again, my name is Lewis, Redo Cabinets. Give us a call, 630-381-5583, 630-381-5583. Our current promotion for right now is 75% off labor. It is the best promotion we're going to have all year. And what we do is we bring the showroom to your house, and we not only design the kitchen, we solve problems. Who's ever had the cabinet over the fridge that they can't reach, we can make that more accessible. Have you ever had...
How are you going to make that more accessible?
There's lots of ways we can do it.
Stilts?
Stilts, yeah. So we actually,
you're going to build the customer stilts?
We have little people who we can put up.
Oompa Loompas?
Yeah, so we can, depending on how it's laid out, we can actually pull that cabinet forward, put some side panels on it, so it's a lot closer to the front.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Full depth.
Exactly.
Got it. You know what they... Have you ever seen that where they... I'm going to say words, and you're not going to know what I mean.
I'm processing this right now.
The soffit? Do you know what a soffit is?
I know what a soffit is. I took my soffit out of my old house.
Amazing. Okay. And then they keep the same depth of your upper cabinet over your fridge, the soffit depth.
Yeah.
And then that's really, really hard to get to. You're saying you just pull that cabinet out to where it's to the fridge?
We'll pull it out about 12, 14 inches closer to the front of the fridge so it is accessible. Other things we can do is, have you ever had a problem where you can't find that one thing you want in your back of the drawer? We'll install full extension drawer glide so the whole drawer box comes out, that makes it more functional.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's lots of different ways we can improve the kitchen. We have a lot of our clients, they're getting up there in age. We can help them age in place by making everything more accessible in their home. It's a fantastic process. You should give us a call, 630-381-5583, redocabinets.com.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Clear. Hold on.
Clearer.
Just a clear.
Clear.
Clearer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soffits are the most wasteful thing, in my professional opinion, in homes.
They did serve a function. Some of them. Some have ductwork in them. Some have beams in them. Some have things in them.
Okay. So the soffits.
The empty soffits.
In Charlemagne, where I bought my house, right, in 2020, right? And we redid the kitchens, and there was nothing up there.
Here's the thing. They made... houses a certain ceiling height, right?
Right.
They made cabinets a certain height.
So back then, they might not have.
They did not have
42-inch cabinets.
They did not have 42-inch cabinets
in the 60s when they built those.
Correct.
Okay.
They just didn't.
Okay. I'm just saying it's still a waste of space.
And people would be like, "Why would I want my cat?" Like, and we have more junk now than we did in the 60s.
Okay.
So it would be like, I don't need that much cabinets.
I stand corrected. That makes sense.
Every house is different. The majority of houses that have soffits do have something in there. If there's a second floor, there's a good chance there's plumbing in that soffit. If there's anyone have a light over their sink, well, that electricity is probably coming from somewhere in the soffit.
Yeah.
If there's a microwave that's has ductwork on it, it's probably going through the soffit. Majority of the time it does. So.
All right. I get it.
I don't know about majority. I'm not here to debate. But yes, let's not always assume. We never assume anything's empty.
Okay. I'm just saying when we redid our kitchen in 2020.
Totally
2002, it was completely empty. But I could see what you're not taking out the soffit. You're just bouncing it past the soffit. Correct. So our listeners.
When you guys reface cabinets and stuff, do you do the like soffit designs and change that to help blend it in with the cabinet?
Or throw like cabinet fronts over them?
So typically, no. It really depends on how it's laid out, because a lot of times the soffit sticks past the cabinet, and it wouldn't really blend really well. So
that makes sense.
So I've seen a lot of clients where they will do things like they'll have someone has a cricket in the family and do the graphics on there for like family, live, laugh, love.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when you redo your kitchen, so the Shapiro kitchen exists since 2025.
Sure.
So lots of different ways that you can do it.
Yeah.
So if you could do that in your kitchen. You know, big old sign up there that says, love your dad, too.
I don't know if you know this. I could just take my soffit out. As a construction guy, I'll just take my soffit out. I think I'll do all right with that.
I could see yours graphicing, I love Dave. It'd be perfect.
Everything I have says, I love Dave.
I think it would be better if it said, the Shapiro Kitchen 2025.
Sure.
I think
that would actually make more sense. Right?
Louis Shapiro Kitchen. That would be even awesome.
It would be awesome.
My wife is a master cricket, so she'll come by your house and help.
That's cool. I like that.
All right, Sarah, you hear that? Yeah. You ready? Get ready.
What's a cricket?
It's like this crafty thing that wives are really good at. I'm sure all genders are good at it, but I only know wives that are good at it.
Nice save.
And my wife wants one, and we don't have room for it. So we still pay.
There's compact ones. You can get one. They're small.
They're really small. They can easily
fit
get
your
house.
Oh,
no
man. Problem. How about she doesn't have time? Right now, I got two kids at basketball. I got another kid getting a kid from this kid.
But
yeah, no. Let's just say I don't have time.
They're compact like this big. There's plenty of room.
So you could actually make a shirt with a cricket.
Yeah, you can make t-shirt decals.
You can make this with a cricket. Well, this is laser.
You can design almost anything you want.
Anything you want.
And it'll literally cut it out of vinyl or
Dave
paper.
Was like, what are we talking about here?
Think of it like this. It's like Adobe software. You know, do you know Adobe software?
I know what it is.
Okay, thank you. Okay. It's like that, but you put it on a thing and you make it. And you could put it on stickers, decals, everything you want with it.
Hard
it's
pass.
Called a Cricut.
Louis, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get your 75% off, what's the best way to reach you? We got to hit news.
Give us a call at 630-381-5583. Once again, 630-381-5583. We serve Chicagoland, Milwaukee, Madison, and the Green Bay area.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, throw it over to the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine newsroom. Rob LaFrenz is coming up, who has at least four crickets because he's a big crafts guy, after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Go ahead, Benny. Okay, I just want to just...
It's a,
we, there was a football game last
Saturday. Super more, way more enthusiastic.
Well,
than
that's
that.
Al like, Michaels.
He's, oh, okay. Yeah, okay, I'm not judging.
He's not the Bears announcer.
Okay.
We that Odyssey does the Bears games, so then we'd have to get permission from them. So we do it off the Amazon Prime.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
So Ben pulled that from Amazon Prime. So okay, thank you to Amazon Prime. I just want to throw this out there before we get over to Jimmy from the Sarah Leonard Legacy Group. The built up, pent up exuberance from the Bears fans goes back to November 5th, 1989, when Don Majkowski was over the line. This was before the replay. So we got a game stolen from us back on November 5th, 1989. You remember that, Jim. He was over the line. Don't even start with me. And then after that, 92, Favre shows up, and the Bears fans have been getting their brains beat in by Favre and Rodgers since 1992. Okay, and ever since the end of the game, like we watched on last Saturday night, the Packers always found a way to score and crush the Bears. So when it didn't happen, and Love almost threw the incomplete pass to end the game, that was the built up for over 30 years, mm-hmm. and the game we got stolen in 1989. Not mm-hmm. like anybody's is keeping count there, Frank.
So, except you.
I just want to bring it up.
So it felt good.
Felt really
is
good.
Is that what we're saying? So it felt good.
Felt
yeah,
really
go
good.
Ahead.
Jimmy?
I was just arguing with a couple of buddies of mine, longtime Bears fans, and hype for the Super Bowl. And I said, really, to be honest with you, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but if somebody told me we would beat the Packers to send them out of the playoffs every year from here on out, I could care less about the Super Bowl.
Amen.
Wow.
I'll take that.
Really, like, you'll take it that much.
Just beat the Packers.
Huh.
Send them home.
Huh.
In the playoffs.
That sport rivalry right there, right?
It's huge.
That's what you're saying.
It's a Super Bowl. Yeah. There's not a bigger game than there was last weekend.
Lewis.
Bear down.
There you go.
Okay.
Bears.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, you wanted to talk about the same as cash and also talk about divorce as well. So your topic, your dime, your dance card, lead it off, bud.
Awesome. First and foremost, thanks for the invite. I'm blown away being down here. Long time. You always hear long time listener. Love the show. That's me. Can't say enough
first
about
time caller,
it. First time caller,
huh?
First time caller. First time talker. I was telling you guys real quick story. When the market crashed in 07, my wife and I had to go get a real job, so we actually moved out to New Mexico, of all places, to get closer to my mom and dad, and we were terribly homesick. My wife and I, Midwest girl, we would lay, I know what day is with this, we would lay in bed at night, missing home, and we would listen to Steve and Johnny every night of the week.
That's awesome.
That's how old I am.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
But we would sit there and listen to it. So full circle, it's amazing to be down here and just talking with you guys. So, yeah, on the buy your house now kind of guys, comparing it to putting the house on the market, I always just love to talk about it. What Sarah and I do, what our team does, of course, it's the way we earn a living. It's what we do to, bring in the bacon and pay for the things that we have in our families. But at the end of the day, I think what we really take pride in is kind of what you were alluding to, helping people, And if there's one thing, I'm not going to talk bad about the guys that, give you cash for your house right now.
We know Jeff does it.
Not talking bad about
Jeff
that.
Jeff does it.
I absolutely love to just get the word out that we can make it just as easy. We can do everything that you're going to see in that equation, except we're going to bring more of those investors to the table and really make sure that we protect your interest. Again, not talking anything bad about those guys, but we're after one thing only, and that's making sure that our client that we're representing is getting the best that they possibly can and earn the most money.
nothing against those companies
nothing.
That yeah. advertise on this Jeff. Station. That Jeff and Grandview, that's their business model.
Absolutely.
That's what they do. They're fine companies.
Fine company.
They've been around for decades yep. in this market. And their business model is we're going to come in, we're going to close in 10 yep. days, and typically just big macro analysis of the marketplace is they offer you 40 to 50% less than what the fair market value is because you want to close in 10 days.
Yeah, okay. I think it's important, though, that the main thing I think that people that are leaning towards that decision when they're thinking, which way should I go? Normally, it comes down to they're afraid. They're afraid yeah. of the condition of their home. A lot of times, you're dealing with people that are in a bad way. Maybe it's a health issue, and they haven't been able to keep the house clean, and we've got a lot of belongings, hoarding situations, things like that. But they're embarrassed. And I think a lot of the times, they don't know that we have ways to bring you to market. We have ways to protect your dignity. We have ways to make sure that this is not going to be a difficult situation or embarrassing. I just use an example that I had the end of last year. I had a lady in Mundelein, awesome, awesome client, taking care of her elderly mother who was terminally ill, and she had to get her into assisted living. Couldn't do the stairs anymore, and rather than go a direction with a lift, they ended up wanting to just sell the house. And she had a daughter in there that was supposed to be helping her mom. This is the other sister, and just letting the house go to you know what?
Yeah,
mold, ceiling was falling in, water leaks, everything. And she had a couple of investors come out there. I think the best they offered her was right around $165,000. And because the mom didn't know what her house was worth, and she had it was paid off. The mom is thinking, oh, $165,000.
Sounds good.
I don't want to embarrass myself. Yeah. I don't want to go through this. But we were able to show her just some different examples that we do. The other thing is they were afraid of, what are we going to do with all this stuff? We get the house sold. That's part of the battle. How are we going to clean all of this up?
Yeah, we don't have the help.
We don't have the help. It's emotional. Dad stuff that passed away 20 years ago. We don't want to have to go through that. And so you bring the solutions to her that we're going to be able to take care of this for you. We've got vendors that we work with. I know some of them are on the show, with the clean out. But
Junk Luggers.
Yep. Bob Schmidt, one of the best guys I've ever met.
I agree.
Incredible operation.
I agree.
And
yeah.
He's like-minded.
Yeah.
Got to take care and help.
Yep.
That's really where he comes from. At the end of the day, we were able to, I think we had that thing on for probably 6 to 8 hours. I would say we probably had 35 showings. I never post photos online of the interior of the home. I always put people at ease. We're going to focus when we market your home, we're marketing to investors. But no embarrassment whatsoever. She had probably, I would say it was, I think 10 to 12 offers. We got her closed in 3 weeks, and we sold for well over 200. I think it was about 235.
Wow.
So even with the fees, everybody's talking about the fees.
Well, what about the fees?
Even with the fees, they walked out of there with another $60,000, which, again, nothing against the other guys. But a lot of times these elderly people, they have no idea what the house is worth.
And just to be clear, you didn't fix anything?
Didn't fix anything. Nothing.
Okay.
And the other thing is, again, that we're you take what you want. We close, we get you your money, and you walk away.
More after the break, but if I got to hit a break, what's the best way to reach you guys at the Sarah Leonard?
Give us a call, 224-239-3966, 224-239-3966, or WGNSarah.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. But they miss all the good stuff.
That's okay.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You were saying, and I think we talked about it when Sarah was on, you were in Mexico with your mom. If you're going to call the other two guys, great.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a call, and let's see what we can do. There's nothing wrong with the business model of those other two companies. They've been around a long time. They've got great... check out their Google reviews. They're fine, upstanding companies. One got blasted in the Trib, found a dead cat in the whole nine yards. So, and I defended, Grandview on the show because I thought it was a hit piece, right?
Going after him.
Right.
Yeah.
So, somebody went after him. They do a lot of great work and they solve a lot of problems and they fill a lot of holes. There's nothing wrong with Jeff's old home and Grandview.
Nothing.
They're fine, upstanding company. All we're saying is that there could be a chance that it's one more call, okay?
Yeah.
And just check it out. That's a perfect example. You got this listener more than 60 G's more in the same condition that they were going to buy the house, and it took an extra week. Big deal.
By putting them in front of multiple of those companies. You know, it's better to have five or six people fighting over a house than one.
Right.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. The embarrassment part, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll walk into customers' houses and they're like, well, you know, I gotta redo my kitchen, I gotta redo my bathroom in order to sell. And I'm like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. Like, you can sell your house right now as is, even for top dollar. Well, A, inventory still low?
Still low.
It's still low. Yep. So it's still a seller's market, right?
Absolutely. It's softening, but it still is.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It had softened from the highest, right? Correct. Where people are just going 10 to 20% over, waving home inspections, waving everything,
raccoons,
giving you cash down.
Yeah, it
doesn't matter. We'll take the house, right? So it's got to be a little softer than that. But I think that's a common misconception that you have to upgrade it has to be totally seller's ready. And that's just not true.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You're right.
Do you think realtors set that model because they want their job to be easier?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I would say that's the biggest thing is that I always say, if you look at what real estate training is on the market, it's never how do I service my client better. It's never how do I get them more money? How do I make the experience more enjoyable? It's always how do I get the listing? Okay.
Yeah, so marketing.
How do I close the deal?
So it's marketing.
Right.
Yep.
How do I close the deal? And then it's how do I make the most money in the shortest amount of time?
Ouch.
And I think that's what you find with a lot of agents out there, and we just refuse to do it.
That's awesome.
Dual agency, another thing. You will not see me practicing dual agency. I do not want to represent a seller and a buyer at the same time. Common sense, what happens in that scenario?
I'm wondering.
Somebody's getting the short end
because
of the stick.
What's the legal rule? I have to be in my customer's best interest.
Basically, the legal rule, if you look at it, if I'm representing the seller, the buyer comes and says, hey, we want the house. We'd like to offer this, but what do you think we should offer? Legally, I'm supposed to say, I represent you both. I can't tell you. Then I take that offer to the seller and I say, here's the offer. And they say, well, we don't like that offer. What should we do? Well, unfortunately, I represent you both. I can't tell you. So what am I doing? I'm playing operator, and I'm trying to charge somebody whatever it is, 5, 6, 7%. What am I bringing to the table? My 20-year-old who's never sold a house in his life could literally walk the contract back and forth.
Sure.
So yeah, it's just we're not short-sighted. We're long-sighted. It's about the customer.
That's cool.
I've got an interesting stat here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
New homes are now significantly cheaper than old homes, according to this post. $392,000. For new home versus $420,000 for existing home as of October 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is strange because normally new homes sell for nearly 20% more than existing homes over the last 30 years. Hang on, let me get to it. I just want to finish it, and then we'll get over to you, Frank. What's driving this historic divergence? Okay, and this is interesting. Builder price cuts.
Incentives.
Builders have cut prices by 15% from peak in order to drive sales, dropping the median sales price from $460 in 2022 to $392 today. The result is that new homes are cheaper for the first time in history. 70 to 80% of new homes are sold, new built homes are sold with some type of builder incentive because they need to move that inventory. Frank?
No, you already answered the question. I was going to ask if it was because of all the builder incentives that I'm seeing going on out there.
Yes, and they're publicly traded companies, and they need to turn the dollars, and they need to show the multiples, and they need to make their revenues look good, and they'd rather have something coming in instead of sitting with the house and wait an extra 6-7 months for that extra 10-15%. They've already got a profit built in. They're just taking a little bit less, and they're giving builder buyer incentives from the builder, which is impossible to compete unless you're the lender for the builder. That's how it works. You want to comment on that?
Well, I was just going to say, too, you'll hear a lot of people talk about the quality of the new home as well. I mean, I'm not... Again,
did you air quotes quality?
Yeah, not throwing anybody under the bus on that either, but that's another thing to think about as well.
It kind of goes back to what David was saying, right? You have these big builders that are now being bought up by private equity firms who, what do they want? They want profit.
Money.
If they don't make profit,
they just want money.
You know, so they're beating everybody up all the way down the line to cut corners and whether that be on quality, not obviously on safety, but, you know, you try to find every avenue that you can, you know, save a dollar so you can make more.
All right. We've got a text here for you, Jeremy. Jeff here in Pleasant Prairie. Love the show. Will Mega travel to Pleasant Prairie? And what month would be good time to tear down an old deck and build a new one in the same spot? Deck is about 20 years old. Carpenter bees have been having a field day digging holes into it. Thank you. From 224. Carpenter bees,
so
dangerous.
First answer, yeah, of course we go to Wisconsin, especially Pleasant Prairie.
Where's
no,
that?
No
is
problem.
That by Kenosha?
It's, yeah.
Okay. Just south of Kenosha.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Right over the border.
So right in our backyard. Carpenter bees, not fun. Any wood that we use, they will like that. So we got to figure out how to eradicate those things. They're obviously dormant right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can quote the project now. When we'd start is when things are getting a little mushy. So usually like April. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Chicago weather's funny.
Right.
So it's a good time to plan. What we always say is that pricing hasn't really increased yet from the lumber yards because it's kind of slow. So try to lock in your prices now.
Would you call Janelle to knock out the carpenter bees before your boys go out there and tear up the...
Always, right? Yeah. Because we like our guys not getting stung. And then we'd also provide alternative options. So whether it be a deck or maybe they want to go with concrete, if it's not an elevated structure, we could put a concrete patio down. There's no maintenance.
Do you guys do pavers?
We do. It's just pavers are more money than concrete.
Yeah,
which
I know.
Is just crazy. And there's maintenance with pavers. So we're doing a lot more stamped and stained concrete than pavers. Mm. And the main reason we love the Unilock product. That's a great product. There's even some other products that are amazing paver products. It's just there's still maintenance. And the whole goal is, and it's expensive, price per square foot.
Yeah.
So the stamped stained concrete is great. It's going to crack. Okay, no big deal. But carpenter bees won't touch it.
Yeah, good.
yeah, they're not going to dig into the concrete.
They're not going to dig. And it won't rot out, right? So good alternative. But yeah, we'd be happy to help.
Question for you, Frank, before the break. Then we'll pick it up on the other side. Yep. Text in question for access. It is ACCESS, not AXIS.
Correct.
That's a question mark, so there you go. Is there any progress on consumer market stair climbing robot? I've seen examples that look like... we'll be there soon, if not ready. We're both approaching our 70s and are still fully mobile, but carrying heavier things up and down stairs is becoming a challenge, especially 20-pound boxes of kitty litter and full laundry boxes. Laundry litter boxes are in the basement, and we don't want to have to sacrifice upstairs space in our 2,000-square-foot, two-story home. That's the first robot question we got.
Oh, yeah, the robot stuff coming out.
Stair robot?
No, they have robot shoes that go on your feet and your ankles that help you with just that problem.
I got to hit the news at the bottom of the hour, but let's talk more about that after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Thank you for the text. That's a great text, 630. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and phone line.
You're smooth. You just ran in from the bathroom?
Or I'm in
you?
Peak shape.
You are.
That's why he doesn't have an undershirt. He doesn't
I'm, in
it.
Peak
I'm in peak
shape.
Physical shape.
Every day you are.
That coffee machine takes like 3 minutes to generate a cup of coffee. Oh, my God.
It's free, though, right?
It's on the house.
Okay, so we're not going to complain about free things, right?
Trust me, you're paying for it. Trust me. Okay. Everybody in here is paying for that.
I believe
coffee.
That. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. When you get that monthly advertising bill, it's definitely not free. Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
it's costing me thousands of dollars a month.
I get it.
312-981, that's the most expensive cup of coffee.
That's a good point.
Yeah, in Chicago. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Frank, we went into the break about robots. I find this fascinating because I see stuff on my feed all the time that the robots, I didn't even think of this, helping people do...
Carry stuff.
Yeah. Carry what's stuff a great idea. Have you guys looked into that?
Yeah. Not us personally. I'm not going to get into robotic, prosthetics. That's just not our industry. But there's a... part of the industry is watching all this innovation that comes around, for people with disabilities. And robotic legs... exoskeletons have been around for, God, it's got to be close to 10 years now.
Yeah.
And the first ones I saw, they were like RoboCop. They're gargantuan.
Huge, yeah.
And now you can...
They're legs.
They're underneath your jeans, right? And you don't even know. And you wouldn't even know if somebody with a disability that couldn't use their legs was just up and around.
Pretty awesome.
But the latest thing that I've seen are these shoes that help the elderly get up and down the stairs.
And I'm also seeing like actual robots picking things up and moving things. I think that that's what they were referring to.
The personal assistance?
Yeah,
it's
personal.
Coming.
Yeah.
So we'll say 5 years.
Everybody's going to have a Rosa in their house at some point. You know,
Yeah. Just eventually.
It will happen.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Here we go. Nobody talks about Cook County stalling the Bears' move to Arlington Heights. I think that's a bigger problem. I think that's a state problem. Jeremy?
So I just heard this on the news that Indiana threw out an offer, and Frank threw it out there too, that Indiana threw out an offer to move the Bear Stadium over.
Yeah, while you were gone on break.
Okay, got it, yeah. Got it. I'm sure I would have caught it if I wasn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, they stepped
it
in.
It sounded like a pretty cush offer, right?
Well, it's a pretty great offer. They're going to buy they offered to buy some land over by Gary.
Yeah.
In Northwest Indiana, over by the steel mill area, right? A lot of open space.
Cool.
Yeah, we have a lot of 25% of Cook County's brownfields, right? We could do something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just
okay. So they threw it out there, and what was the response? McCaskies were like,
loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Loved it.
They actually a very nice offer.
Lease back.
Okay. Yeah. Lease back.
They would buy it.
With the option to buy it back.
And they would no taxes until the Bears pay them back. I mean, it's forward thing. Yeah. That's what I said at the county board meeting. Where's the
forward thinking?
Where's the plan?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, where's the plan? We rebuilt Europe after World War II, right? The Marshall Plan. That's what I said. I'm like, where's the Marshall Plan for Cook County? I think it's a fair question, right? Where every single piece of property.
That is a cool question.
I think it makes sense. Every single commercial property in Cook County, Lake County, DuPage, every county, you should have a commission that says, what are we going to do with this so a golf course in Northbrook, 130 acres, doesn't get purchased by the DuPage County Water Reclamation District and we get nothing? Okay, so that really happened. I can't make this stuff up. So Indiana, forward thinking.
Yeah.
They did the same thing for the Indianapolis Colts down in Indianapolis. They bought the property, and they gave it to the Colts, and the Colts are paying them back. And guess what? If they never pay them back in full, what do the Colts give a crap, right?
Yeah.
They're using revenue to pay back a loan. It's genius.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But we have no forward thinkers here in the state of Illinois to come up with something like that. And I know that
we just not in office.
Well,
we
they're definitely hosting a radio show on Saturday.
All right,
10
sure.
to 1.
That's at least one of them.
312-981-72. I
get you.
I don't understand.
I get you.
There are people smarter than me that do this for a living.
That's true.
Okay, get in a room and figure it out.
Okay.
All right?
So to go back to that texter's question,
yeah.
We have lifts that will help you bring your groceries up and down, or your, you know, if they're lugging laundry up and down, ones that just do nothing but move products. We also have small elevators that we could put in. And then
like dumbwaiters?
And stair lifts that we can attach baskets to and stuff to help do all this lifting so you can walk alongside it, but don't have to do it while carrying.
So salt bags.
Yeah.
Like that's like bane of my existence, absolutely. Right?
Oh,
I mean,
water
literally
purification.
From my, and we, you know how I burn through water in my house, mm-hmm. right? So
good.
We're on well. And it's just, it's like every month, right? We're going through 6 to 8 bags of salt.
Ugh.
It's kind of a workout, you know, but still 40-pound bags through the garage, those stairs, then around the corner, then down in the basement, then around the corner and everything. How about just a direct shoot from my outside into my laundry space?
I have an awesome sawzall. I'll just cut a hole.
Well,
just
buddy, I got saws, man. I got enough saws. But no robot for salt bags. But
not that I've seen.
What's the weight load capacity on those little stair things that bring the things down?
Oh, we can go up to 500.
Oh, wow.
Move up to 500 pounds.
So a person could stand on it.
Well,
not safely.
Yeah. Okay. Sit.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Jimmy?
My robot is my 22-year-old. He comes home, and I tell him, stop at the hardware store, grab him, and bring him in.
That's a pretty cool
And when they
robot.
Leave, it's, what are we going to do?
You know what, though? That's millions of dollars robot.
You're
That's
right.
a very expensive robot.
High maintenance.
High maintenance.
Yep.
Plus, there's a mouth on it. Yep. Yeah.
My robot is sitting in the other room. So
there
it's
you
good.
Go. Yeah.
Okay. Is the Redo website, the phone number is different. So the number you gave and the number on the website are different. What's the deal?
It is. So the reason we're just using it to track how we're doing with our WGN listeners. So it's a special number we have set up for this advertisement.
I am 1,000% interested in getting our kitchen resurfaced, and you sold me months ago. I've been pondering specifically what to do since then. Well, now is a good time. Mm-hmm. They pondered into a 75% off labor deal.
I will tell you there's two times in your life you have the opportunity to save money when you update your kitchen. Day one is when you buy your house. Day two is today.
All right. Phone number that you would like your listener, our listeners to call.
630-381-5583.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. I don't know what exactly, to be clear, I love WGN, listen as much as you can. It would be understandable if you didn't talk over each other. Noted, we are doing better at that. We'll try to do better in the future. You may not like unions. It's from 773. Mm-hmm. After listening to the Workers' Mic show at 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings at the station, I don't like or dislike unions. I never said.
No,
if
you didn't.
You want to go into a union? You don't want to go into a union. I don't care. Yeah. I just said that Tony Preckwinkle's got the support of the Chicago Teachers Union and the SEIU unions, and she's beholden to them, and she's going to have those folks show up in busloads to vote for her. So if you're not happy with what's going on and you live in a school district that didn't get the money that you paid into because you were paying through the nose in real estate taxes because our county board elected officials can't get the tax bills out on time, then you better show up because she's going to have these gigantic unions that are backing her. And I'm not going to say anything bad about the union. You want to be in a union? Great. You don't want to be in a union? That's great, too. Everybody should have a choice, right? That's why you
in
vote.
Life. At in least life. In America.
Right. And
we have still have a choice in America.
Who our leaders are.
And I think, for the most part, right?
So far.
Okay, great.
Right. Great. We'll check in tomorrow.
Sure.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're waiting for this call all year. Packer fan Tom is on the phone.
It's 2026.
I know. Let's not get specific. It's all still right, all year.
It is all year.
Finally called. Right. All right, Packer fan Tom, you got something to say?
What up, Hochberg?
What's up, wow. Packer fan
hey,
Tom?
What up? I just wanted to say congratulations to all the Bears fans out there. The better team won. That's all I got to say. All
okay. Right? Wow. Hold on. I do remember you. There was a little bet. The vest.
My phone's breaking up.
Okay, hold on.
I was on air for that.
Vestathon, big set of stones guy here. Hey, how about you throw in a couple of tickets to the suite? And I'm just like, hey, why don't you buy like a couple? What?
I said four.
Four. Right. You know how expensive
yeah, that's
those
nice.
Are?
I do know.
Feed this guy?
I do know.
I gotta
well,
get
the dessert cart.
Got to get the queso dip because
sure.
he's a Packers fan. You know, that's – I typically don't because of cholesterol challenges, but with this guy, I'd have to get the queso dip.
Sure.
So I do recall you wanted four tickets, and I said who has a better record, and you'd buy a couple of vests.
Yeah, something like that. One vest, I think, something like that.
Okay, one vest. Are you still in for that?
You never took the bet. You never took the bet.
You didn't take the bet.
Oh, I didn't take the bet.
You know what? 2026 is a whole new year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 500, one vest to four tickets in my suite? That wasn't a fair bet.
The math.
It wasn't a fair bet, but hey, I was trying to go for it.
Sure, yeah, I know exactly. You were.
He's a Packers fan. It doesn't have to make sense.
Hold on.
I don't have good math.
Yeah. I'm sitting there minding my own business watching the game. Caleb Williams throws the touchdown, right? I start getting memes from this guy texting me,
that's
laughing
awesome.
Memes, and
that's
this guy
awesome.
Like, oh, look at this, and you know, like all this stuff, like completely crushing me. So I stayed low. I'm like, okay. Then as soon as that pass was incomplete, I copied his two memes and sent it right back to him right down the
awesome.
Stroke. Right there, Packer fan Tom?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had to step in here. I got to say, this is the most classy Packer fan I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I come from a family where everybody lives in Madison, Verona, down in Iowa. They're all Packer fans. I'm still getting kicked in the, you know, because of the Bears Packers, and this guy comes. I got to tip my cap to him.
Right, Tom. Tom,
to
stand up.
Way
guy.
To go, Tom.
And Tom, did KCTCU call you for the for your car loan question or no?
Yeah, they did. I forget who I talked to over there, but yeah, they were really helpful. Thank
cool.
you for that.
Are they going to be able to help
hey,
real quick?
Real quick. My mother just turned 87 the other day. She listens to your show all the
awesome.
Time. Can you say happy birthday to her so I don't get in trouble, please?
What's her name?
Karen DioGuardi.
Is she a Packers fan or a Bears fan?
Bears fan all the way.
All right, then we'll say happy birthday to Karen. Catherine DioGuardi?
DioGuardi. Karen DioGuardi.
Karen DioGuardi. Happy birthday. How many years?
87.
God bless her.
Wow.
Did you get her a nice
happy
gift,
birthday.
You cheap bastard? Did you get her something nice?
Oh, of course. I gave her me 54 years ago.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you calling in. You're a good sport, and we will get you to a Hawks game, okay?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Go Bears.
Go Bears. Take care, Tom. Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. In my phone, Packers fan Tom. So, good dude. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720-DIGIT. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Can you get the redo cabinet guy? That's you, Mr. Shapiro.
That's me.
To say the telephone number much slower. That's from the 224 area code.
I'll be happy to. 630-381-5583.
Now, let's even go slower than that.
One more time.
630-381-5583.
Love it.
I am the most anti-union person on the earth, my personal experience. However, it's none of my business if somebody wants to unionize and organize. I think that's sure. Basically what sums up my thought process, right? You want to unionize? Go ahead. Everybody gets a vote. David, that is kind of backs you up here, Jimmy. That is the classiest Packer fan I've ever heard. Can you sing his mom happy birthday? I just texted him to send us his mom's name and have her call in, or give us her name and we'll phone number and we'll call her to wish her happy birthday.
Awesome.
And this from 630, driving past 2 Gary is a nightmare. Traffic is already chronically congested east of 294-80 merge and downright dangerous when there's lake effect snow.
Okay. So they would have to change some infrastructure around if they... Yeah, but they're gonna.
But that was part of the some of the plans. Sure, if you looked I'm at sure it, it was the new highway branch offs and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean... You ever try to go to Soldier Field for anything?
It's a disaster.
It's not easy.
It can't be that easy, right?
It's not fun.
Okay. I passed a couple, what was it, like a month or two ago? There was a lacrosse thing going on. Forget about it. It's like a disaster. Whole area was, it was like.
Congested. You know what's a great place to build a stadium?
Where?
In Arlington Heights.
Rumor has it. Do they have the space, though, for it?
They do.
They have the space.
The challenge is the
knock down a horse court, horse racing.
So I think they got the space.
They have the space. The challenge is they don't have the roads, and the city of Arlington Heights does not want to contribute to that. So that's the problem.
They got roads, on top of trains. I mean, they got it. They got it more than Soldier Field does.
Literally, there's 4 roads. That's their own property. You just... control the flow in
they
and
got
out.
This
you can do it.
Tunnels hey, they could do tunnels.
I used to work there back in the heyday. Did you? When it was Arlington Racetrack and that place was packed and we had no problem controlling the traffic.
There you go.
So it can absolutely be done.
What was the do we know the capacity of what after the remodel what the Arlington Park Racetrack had or horse track had?
I don't remember.
What do you mean?
Off the top of my head,
how many people did it house?
Quite a bit.
It's not a number.
I know, but it went beyond. It was
The jockeys. Yeah, the trainers.
No,
35,000 people.
No, more than that. Had
okay,
more than that.
Because how much does the stadium have?
He had the stadium, but then he had all the outside stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to ask Chat. We'll figure this out.
Okay. He just did. Said 35,000. That's what Neil chimed in over the
35,000.
Here's an easy fix for you, Jeremy. Tell that guy all he needs to do is move his softener brine tank to his garage. And run the plastic line down to his basement. That's it. That's what I did. Easy DIYIR. DIY.
I kind of love his idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of brilliant. Okay. The concern we'd have is that if water would freeze, so your garage may have to be heated.
Okay.
Yeah. But I really love the idea.
Is that worth schlepping tons of salt down to the basement?
I mean. I don't mind the workout. Like, I'll actually, right?
Sure.
Just because why not, right? Might as well, if I'm doing something, something.
When we stayed in my in-laws' home, while our home was finishing up, right, during that 6 month, they had the water tank in the basement. They were going through a lot more water because my 3 kids and my wife like to take 40-minute showers.
Yeah.
I'm in and out.
Sounds right.
I'm, like, doing the sink bath, right? Mm-hmm. Just give me a washcloth and a bar of soap and boom, 30 seconds, I'm gone.
Oh, we can tell.
I'm very efficient.
We know.
There was a little tang to that.
Stinky.
A little bit. Don't worry about it. That's why I used good deodorant. But I was bringing those bags down. Yeah. They're freaking heavy.
They're pretty heavy.
312-981. Well, I was doing it. I was doing two per hand, so I was doing four bags at a time.
80 per hand. Of
I was
course,
doing
no
four
problem.
Bags.
Yeah, you
I
got 160 pounds. Yeah. No problem.
Look at this body. It's made to lift heavy things short distances.
Jeremy likes to do it now, but let's check back in 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 from now is going to be rough.
That's when
you're
I was
right.
doing
yeah,
it, dude.
Exactly.
I was in my
50s. Sure. Okay.
160 an arm.
Sure. Come no on. Problem.
Jimmy. That's it? Wow.
Yeah,
I believe
that's
it.
Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
Both arms, yep. 320 pounds. Now, running long distances or quick burst, that's not me. 312-981-7200. What is the average price per square foot for pavers versus concrete? Thank you.
I'm going to use Stephen A. Leahy's favorite terminology of depends. Yeah. No, average price per square foot of pavers, let's just say new, is going to be between $20 and $25 a square foot. Concrete's going to be between $15 and $20 a square foot. So right out of the gate, it's cheaper. The base matters. The grade matters. Excavation matters. If you go stamped and stained, it's going to get higher to that $25 mark. But again, it's concrete, no maintenance. Nothing's going to happen to it. You're not going to get roots or bugs that are going to grow underneath it or chipmunks that are going to make it fall.
What about deck? What's the cost of that?
Oh, we're going to say starting at $45 a square foot all the way up. Maybe $100 a square foot, depending on if it's like premium PVC plus. Yeah, it's just crazy.
So it's a lot cheaper then.
It's a lot cheaper. And I'm not knocking decks, right? We do decks all the time. You want that look. That's great. But a cedar deck, it's almost like a dinosaur now because you have constant maintenance and cedar's so darn tootin' expensive. It's pricey.
Who has time for maintenance?
Some people like it. And, you know, the nostalgic people of the world that are like, wood, diehard, I want this, and that's it, then great, go for it. But they make some great products that look great, that last a long time, that don't have the same issues.
Wood Deck Association on line one. 312-981-7200. They want to have, they like a word.
That's fine.
312-981-7200.
Let's go toe-to-toe.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Packer Fair and Tom got ahead of break, called in with his mom. We're going to sing her a happy birthday.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay, so he's earned that. She's earned that.
Yeah, he has not.
You have to ask her questions about where she went
wrong.
Is
this the same capitalized guy that texts, like, every time he texts, in capital letters and everything, or is that a different
It's
Packers
a different guy.
Fan?
No, that's him. And he always always starts with Hochberg.
Yeah, right. Hochberg.
Right.
Yeah.
Hock,
sometimes he uses words that are maybe not appropriate.
He can't say it on the radio. Sure. Like, starts with an F. And
sure. Yeah. Right. We know how it ends.
Right. 312-981, and it's not Fritos. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homestead Home Chicago 720, and the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Special update of the Consumers Credit Union car loan and HELOC rate update. We do that at the top of every hour. It's a new
feature. I really like that.
So today's car loan and HELOC rate update is brought to us by Consumers Credit Union. You get a car loan rate as low as 3.99%.
Wow.
If you qualify. And HELOCs are as low as 6.75 if you qualify, with a start rate of prime minus 2, which is huge. So I talked to a couple of listeners this week that we're thinking of doing home improvement projects and maybe buy another property in the future. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm like, do you have the $60,000 to $80,000 you need for the project? They're like, no, but we live in a $700,000 home and you only owe $100,000 on a mortgage. I'm like, all right, well, that's easy math. 560 minus 100, pull out a 460 HELOC. I don't want to do that. I'm like, oh, you should. Why? Because you can't. You take out the 80 to do the work and now you got an extra 300 sitting there, whatever it is, to $400,000 to buy your next home, if and when that ever happens. So there you go. We're just playing with numbers.
I like it. What is the mortgage rate right now?
Somewhere in the sixes.
Somewhere in the sixes.
I
love it. Somewhere says the mortgage guy.
Well, if I say 6.25, I have to put an APR behind it.
Sorry, okay.
So if I say somewhere in the sixes, have to give you an annual percentage rate.
Got it. Thank you. Somewhere in the sixes.
Somewhere in the sixes.
Tell me when it hits the fives.
Okay,
I will. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you think we'll get there anytime soon?
If they pull the tariffs off, yes.
They're not going to pull it, Jared.
Okay, well, okay, we could have a side wager on that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. $1.
A bunch of dollars.
With breaking news. Eight countries just got...
I know, they just got tagged because they didn't like our president. Yeah. You know, talked badly about him in Greenland, so he went to his office and threw a 10% tariff on him.
Right.
Okay.
Tariff is his word.
That's fine. We'll see what the Supreme Court said. 312-981-7200. We have a young lady on the line by the name of Karen, whose son is a Packers fan. Karen, where did that go wrong?
Listen, don't give my son a hard time. He may be a Packers fan, but he is one of the kindest people you would ever meet.
All right,
he's one of those shirt off his back for others.
Well, just to be fair here, Karen, I know he's your son. He shoots at me first, Karen. I got to defend myself. Is that fair? Or should I just roll over and take whatever your son is throwing at me?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. So if your son starts taking shots at me, I shouldn't return fire. I should just lay down and roll over.
Fair is fair.
All right, there
fair
you go.
Fair. Okay,
I turned
I like it. Fair is fair.
All right, how young are you today, Karen?
87.
God bless you.
Amazing.
All right, we owe Packer fan Tom's mother here, Karen. And you're a Bears fan. We have confirmed that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Definitely have confirmed.
And we apologize for our singing voices.
3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Karen. Happy birthday to you.
And many more, Karen.
Bear down, Karen.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
All right, thank go you. Bear. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product
go
of your choice.
Bears is right.
Damn straight. Hang on, right. Karen. There we go. So we did the right thing there, taking care of Packer fan. All right, so here we go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What is the price range for those heavy stair lifts to lift the heavy stuff?
For the real big and heavy ones, you'll be $4,500 to $5,500. Standard, you're between $3,000 and
$4,000. All right.
Just so we're clear, it could lift heavy stuff or people.
Correct.
So it's dual function. It's
heavy
not like
stuff,
you're just
heavy people.
Yeah, regardless, just heavy. Right? Just all the way to heavy.
Could you retrofit it to just take heavy stuff up and down, or does it have to have a chair? Can you put like a flat bed on it, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, as long as nobody else is going to ride it.
Okay.
If you modify it,
yeah,
and somebody rides it, it could be very unsafe.
100%. Sure. Yeah. And it could knock it out of warranty for whatever reason.
They make attachments, right?
No.
Oh, they don't make attachments. Okay, got it.
So if you put in the rail and you put in the mechanism that the chair sits on, and you guys fabricate a, lack of a better term, a flat piece of steel with sides on it, aluminum or whatever it is, lightweight, that people could load product on or load boxes on, whatever the hell they want to load on it, with some type of tie-down strap to make sure it doesn't fall off. That could be done. I'm creating a whole new market for you.
Yes, yes.
I'm just picturing Hochberg building this.
Sure.
I'm not building anything. I'm an idea guy. 312-981, and I have trouble with public speaking. That's why I'm going to the county board meeting to tighten up that. 312-981-7200. Love your show, 630.
Go, yeah. You know,
you're going to get your text quoted, read on air here. How long is a quote good before starting a project with Redo Cabinets special offer? Great question.
Great question. So when we come out to your home, we'll give you a price that's good for 30 days.
So if I was a customer of yours from last week and mm-hmm. you gave me a price, and I don't know what it is, but let's say it's 20 grand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I call you up and I say, hey, I heard this special. Would you honor that price?
Yeah, so the promotion started, it's our New Year special. New Year, New You, New Kitchen.
Got it.
So it's been started. It started the first of the year.
Perfect. Okay, got it. Just want to make sure.
So give us a call, 630-381-5583.
I'm sorry.
You go ahead, Dave. I apologize.
630 wants to know, do you know anyone who will be staying with Mode Cabinets?
Oh, sorry, they're saying staining cabinets. And no, I do not. So this is
Hang on. Let's read it. Do you know anyone who will be... You think that's staining instead
staining
of
staining wood mode cabinets.
Yeah. Wood mode cabinets with black cloths. I do not want them painted.
Glaze. So dark cherry with black glaze.
Okay.
I do not want them painted.
Okay,
right?
So they retexted. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So they texted up at 11:57 and then redid it a minute later.
Unfortunately, I do not know of any of this. We have our own painting and staining department, and the cost to strip down cabinets and then bring them back to life with new finishes. And the liability behind it is just brutal. And we just, there's no way we're good enough for that, unfortunately. So we can stain brand new cabinets, no problem. But stripping them and then refinishing them, no way. So this is a question to all our listeners. If you know of anybody that is professionally qualified in doing that, or you had that done at your home and you have a resource, Jeremy from MegaPros would love to find them and have them become a resource in the show or for all our listeners, because we have not found a qualified stainer that can do that.
You know what another option is?
Yeah.
Sell your house and get new cabinets.
They were very specific in saying they do not want them refaced.
Next caller.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, really, and they were very specific in saying we don't want them painted. So the solution they would always say is you could paint them, which they don't want. And then the other solution is, or I could give you brand new, beautiful black, dark cherry with black glaze cabinets, but that's really expensive.
And it might be cheaper than paying all the labor to painstakingly strip all these down and put it back up.
The challenge with staining is it doesn't fix broken. Anything that's damaged is going to be highlighted.
Sure.
So it's for someone to stain their cabinets, they need two things. Number one, they need to love the look and style of the cabinets, because it's not going to update them. And number two, they have to be solid wood and in perfect condition. Most solid wood cabinets are not that way later stages in their lives.
All right, we got a text message here. Then we're going to go to break, Ben. We have a Packers fan disguising himself as a Rams fan. How do we know?
Yeah, how do we know?
Because we could click on the text and see the previous texts.
Yeah. We do have full text history.
Yeah, we do have a full text history, Packer, salty Packer fan in disguise.
Oh, yeah, they're very much Packers. Yeah, go Packers.
So it says here, I have to clean it up a little bit for air. Okay, now this is your typical Packer fan here, right? Inappropriate. We have kids listening.
Multiple personalities.
Bears going to get it rammed right down their throats. I changed it up. It was a different part of their body, and it was going in the different direction, but you get it. Get ready for the cardiac flatline, boys. Goes Rams, go. So we put a little package together for our salty Packers fan after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Plus, we had a conversation before the previous break about Jimmy talking about how he handles his listings that I think is fascinating. I walked in on it. I want to bring that up on air as well so our listeners can understand how you guys work at the Sarah Leno Legacy Properties. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Our rebut to our salty Packer fan after these messages. The Bears win it, Jeremy.
That's exciting. That is exciting. I'm an all sport fan kind of guy. Yeah. So, you know, everyone go win the game, go play the game, do great. But I am excited for Chicago because this is very exciting.
I want you to tell how difficult it was for me, because we have two puppies, 10-week-old puppies. Don't ask.
Do you really?
When did you get the second one? I know you had one. Where did number two come from?
The same one. I could get graphic if you want me to.
No, I understand how it works, Dave.
From the same dog.
So
that
do you have four dogs in your house right now?
I have three.
Okay.
Okay.
You lost a dog.
Yeah, one passed. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry.
So I'm watching the game. And like I'm getting all excited, I'm getting worked up.
Of course you are.
Last I'm like, jackals up! I'm like, get him! My wife's like, the puppies are sleeping. I'm like, the puppies are sleeping. So like
it's worse than the babies sleeping.
Oh, I got in trouble.
I'm a 59-year-old man watching a game. Oh, the entire game. So just like last 10 seconds.
This never happens, right. Elise.
It's like 30 years in the making.
Love is flying around. He can't touch him. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Another Rodgers Favre reincarnation, right? Because it always happens. They throw the ball up. The Packers always come down with it. And then when they didn't, I'm just my wife's like, the puppies are sleeping. I'm like, what are you talking about? So I couldn't even enjoy the last play of the game.
Where were you watching the game?
In my living room.
In your living room.
And, okay. and we got this 40-foot pen set up for the two. It's like a penthouse, the puppies.
I'm sure.
Forget about it.
I'm sure.
Listen, if you want to get reincarnated as a dog, come back as a dog in the Hochberg house.
Oh, I bet.
Treat better than me.
Sure. Cool. Obviously.
I told my wife, she was putting the baby down. I'm like, listen, I'm apologizing in advance. The game's going on. We won. She's like, you woke the baby. Like, I warned you. So it was perfect.
Babies wake up. That's a good thing. Yeah.
All right.
They'll go back to bed. They're babies.
Packer fan Tom texted in, thanking us for singing happy birthday to his mother.
Cool.
Listen to this. She has eight kids, this 87
wow.
girl. One girl, seven boys. Haven't heard that animated in a while. Nice jolt for her. Thanks again, Hochberg.
That's
see, everything's
so cool.
Hochberg. I'm telling you.
That's all right.
All right, 312-981-7200. Jimmy, walk us through your philosophy, because during the prior break, two breaks ago, I walked in, I went to get a coffee, and you guys were talking about your philosophy about listing a home that I found fascinating and wanted you to share with our listeners.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the listing time frame. That's one of the major questions that I get on my listing appointments is, how long are we jumping on the boat with you? You know, is this a 2 month? Is this a 6 month?
And typical is what? Just so
normally it's 6 months. That's okay. Kind of, you know, what you see since I've been doing it since 2001. That's kind of what people go with. But one of the things I do for all my clients, along with that, it's, well, what if our plans change? What if we're out looking with one of your buyer agents and we're just not having any luck and we just change our mind and we decide we're going to stay in our house? I always extend to my clients that we are absolutely right on the listing agreement. They can cancel at any time without any penalty. I don't ever want to have you feeling pressure if the what if happens, anything like that. I was joking with you. It rarely ever happens in my entire career where somebody gets, you know, where they want to let you go. Mm-hmm. But we just want people to know that if there's something that changes in your life, if you got to go in a different direction, then we're looking at, we don't want you roped in or feeling like you're stuck in a situation. Yeah.
But most listing agreements tie up listeners for at least 6 months to 12.
6 to a year.
And we get calls all the time where we'll meet with somebody and they'll say, hey, I'm currently with an agent that's doing a terrible job. We're frustrated. We never hear from them. They were all over us on the spot before we gave them the listing, and now we haven't heard from them because we're not getting any showings. And, you know, so we get that all the time. And we when are you out of your agreement? Well, they told us I can't do anything for 6 months. And you scratch your head and you say, who in their right mind would tell somebody that they're stuck with them for 6 months and they're not letting them out of the contract, if you will? We don't want that pressure.
I think
on
that's
people.
That's beautiful, though.
Yep.
I wanted to get that on the air. So I think that's important for our listeners to know. And is there any quick legal way for our listeners who are in 6 to 12 or 8-month contracts to get out faster, or are they stuck?
That, I don't know. I would definitely run that by
Schluter,
one of those attorneys. And again, I'm not advocating for you to fire your agent. I'm not doing that. I'm just, we always want to make this a painless, stress-free, we don't want any pressure. That's the biggest thing. This is one of the biggest decisions, one of the biggest transactions you make. Pressure is not something that you need from us.
You're advocating for them to hire you first and not hire the other. Okay, there you go. Yep. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
224-239-3966 or WGNSarah.com.
You will be singing at the end of the show. Just want to let everybody know.
Taken care of.
That does not count, Jimmy.
Of all of us.
Just want to let everybody know.
Will not be?
Oh, he will be.
Oh, yeah, he will be.
Tuesday, I found out he will be stepping in for Sarah.
Okay.
And the first text I got, I'm not singing. I'm like, that's a bad attitude.
What do you mean?
That's a lie.
Change your mindset, Jimmy. Yeah.
He said, I'm not singing. Uh-huh. I'm a grown man. I don't have to sing. I said, straighten yourself up.
One thing you learn about Dave right away is he will throw you under the bus immediately and run you over.
Oh, yeah. Multiple. Oh,
and then back it right back up.
Yeah. And then drive again.
Well, just to be clear, he's the bus driver. So he's going to make sure that you're there. He's going to run you over.
If you're going to do the job, you want to do it right. Yeah. So I told him his three songs. He's like, I'm not singing that. I'm not doing it. So
did he pick his own song?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes, he picked
his own
song.
That's your special treatment, Jimmy.
Frank Sinatra, I did it my way.
I did it my way.
312-981-2. He's like, I'm a drummer. I'm like, what does that got to do with anything?
Drummer, not a singer.
312-981-2. He's
drummers
singing.
Sing?
No.
Phil Collins?
Well, from okay. Phil Collins.
Oh.
Tommy Lee.
Phil Collins.
Tommy Lee doesn't sing.
A little bit, like words here and there.
Phil Collins. One of the greatest drummers and singers of all time.
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
True.
Don Henley, another drummer, just popped into my head. Thanks, Neil, for burning in my ear. 312-981-7200. Bob in Yorkville, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
We're great, buddy. You got a question about a mortgage, it says here on the screen.
Yes, I have a mortgage. It's about $25,000, and I want to pay it off. And they gave me a quote that was $205 more than the current monthly payment.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. And there's only one person that I know of that can give me an answer that I can understand.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. When you pay off a mortgage, you owe the money for the months you pay your mortgage in arrears, Bob. So when you make your February mortgage payment It covers the time that you've lived in the house during the month of January. So if you called for a payoff, the payoff would include 17, 18, 19 days of interest during the month of July. So how much is your principal and interest payment during the month of July? Is it around $500-$600?
Principal and interest is
$1,670. Okay, and when did you get the payoff? So the payoff should be, if at this time of month, should be two-thirds of what your normal payment would be.
Well, I called them on the first of the year.
Okay, well, there you go. So that makes sense. So I'll tell you what, get the payoff letter from them, Bob, and call me and send me the payoff, and I'll walk you through it free of charge.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll put you on hold for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. I appreciate you calling. I'll tell you one other thing. How much is your house worth, Bob, in Yorkville?
About $350.
And how's your income and how's your credit?
Over the top on both.
Good. You should then, after you pay this off, take out a $280,000 mortgage, home equity line of credit to have, so you protect yourself against identity theft and protect yourself against slip and fall attorneys that might want to sue you in the future because you'll have a mortgage on your home.
Don't you have to pay for interest on a HELOC?
Not if you don't take any money out there, Bob. So if you take out a $280,000 HELOC, which is 80% of the value of your home, you would then pay nothing on it until you take money out. And if you never take money out on it, you don't have to pay anything on it.
Great.
How's that?
Thanks for the advice.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. That's what we do, Jeremy.
I know what you do. It's good. I got one of those. It has not cost me any money.
It's me putting my six shooter back into my holster.
Sure.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Coming out of the break, I'll tell you a HELOC story from a company that rhymes with rocket. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. At the end of the show, we're doing a tribute to one of my loan officers who passed away on Thursday night. Mm. Scott Ellis, young guy in his 60s, family, I'll go over more, but everybody that knows Scott, he was a life of the party, even if the party was just one. Scott was the guy who, like your father.
Yeah.
You walk in, give you a hug.
Just full of life and
come
love.
Come on over here, bud. You know, have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do the right thing and send Scott off like the way Scott needs should be sent off, with respect and honor and dignity. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Jimmy, so how does the commission work after you cancel? And you show the house and they get another agent and they buy the house. Okay, so there you got a scenario. How does that work?
Yeah, if the seller hires another agent, and then if the seller hires another agent and they end up selling the house, there really is not, there isn't protection. But if the seller lets somebody go and they try to sell it to the neighbor and they're doing some funny business and things like that, of course, there's a clause in the contract that gives, you know, protection for the agent in that. But again, the moral of the story is the commission is what we're after, but in the end of the day, it's helping people. And if things change, we're there to be flexible about it.
I have a balcony 42 feet long, 12 feet 12 feet is 6 feet wide. The rest is 4 feet wide. Cement with a membrane, Jeremy.
Yep.
3 drains. I need decking that is not attached to the cement or the membrane and that can be removed if there's a problem and they have to remove part of it. Thank you. Do you have any idea what that means?
I do.
Okay,
so,
go.
So, deck tiles.
Okay.
Deck tiles.
You do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All day, every day. IKEA actually makes a deck tile, which is not that bad. It's weird to say that, but it's not that bad. But they have a bazillion different manufacturers out there nowadays. We could cut them, we could fit them, they could be removable. They're interlocking, so there's some little bit of wiggle room with it. But yeah, deck tiles all day long.
Okay. I have just two estimates for cabinet refinishing, Lewis. Let me bring your microphone up. New doors and drawers with saving the boxes. The bids were $28,000 and $26,000. Only 10 drawers and 25 only doors. 10 drawers and 25 doors. How was that one-third of new cabinets? Does that mean new cabinets are that expensive? Go ahead. You're
so,
up.
Great question. So pricing is always dependent on three things: color, style, how big their space is. There's different levels, different qualities of cabinets. Think of it when you buy a car. There's different trim packages that you can get on any type of car. So it's realistic numbers. A lot of our consumers just aren't aware of how expensive cabinets cost.
So wait, I have a question on that. So I don't think... I mean, it's not just the cabinets. It's the removal of cabinets. When you remove cabinets, you have to remove the countertop, the sink, so on and so forth. And then there's labor of setting new cabinets. So it's not just the cabinets that could cost that much. But really, if it's 10, like, wouldn't that be more like 15K?
It like I said, it really depends on a lot of things.
Assuming they're just doing the refacing?
It depends on color, quality, style, what you're looking for. Think of it this way, too. If you're gutting your kitchen, most time that takes 4, 6, 8 weeks. How much time do you want to spend eating in your home when that happens? There's a lot of other factors that go into it. It's not only about the front line. Yeah, there's a lot of back-end savings as well.
I feel like that price might be too high.
Well, it's going to be cheaper with the 75% off.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you did not contact Redo Cabinets, plain boxes, they're saving the granite. I love how they're texting live right now. Thank you so much. If they did not have Redo out there to give them the quote, have Redo quote this, because that price seems high.
We'll give you the phone number you can follow up.
630-381-5583. Give us a call. We'll be more than happy to come out and give you a quote.
All right, we've got a shout-out. Bob from Junk Luggers is listening. He says hello to everybody, especially Jimmy, who's his new favorite because I took him to lunch. Take these two guys to lunch? Forget about it. Yeah, I took Jim and Bob to lunch, and I mean, I sat between them. He couldn't even see me. These two guys are gigantic.
It's like walking in with the Bears offensive line.
Yeah, it's like I'm the kicker, and I got the two offensive linemen, left tackle, right tackle.
Yeah, gave Bob a couple of leads right away, probably two, I think maybe even three, but immediate response from him to the clients, went out there, took care of them. He's, couldn't have been happier.
They're phenomenal.
Yep,
yeah, absolutely. And that's Junk Luggers. If you have, they'll move stuff for you. Mm-hmm. If you just want stuff moved in and out, they'll haul away stuff. What I love about them is they recycle as much as they can instead of throw it away, which is different than the 1-800 Got Junk or any of those other companies that are like that. So really beautiful company.
My in-laws moved, called them up. They went, took out a couple of trucks of chazerai from my in-laws' house that they moved from their Lincoln.
What was that word?
It's a Yiddish
no
word.
Idea.
It means
chazerai.
Ha. You got it.
Ha.
It's good. You got.
I got
a lot of training here. This is 59 years.
Ha.
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 It's like you're doing the hakalugi. Chazerai. All right, we only got 14 got minutes left in the show. Went out there, loaded up two trucks, boom. And the best part was they moved it from when they moved from Lincolnshire to their home in Del Webb up in Mundelein, and then now got rid of it when they moved to Northbrook to be closer to their daughter and grandkids.
Yeah.
And their favorite son-in-law. I want a HELOC. Do you need to get an appraisal? Ballpark fees for a HELOC. My mortgage is paid off in 2021. Okay. Do you need an appraisal? No. They'll do an automated online search, kind of like a Zillow. They've got their own program. They'll go online. If you're happy with that value, they won't need an appraisal. If you're not happy with the value, they'll order an appraisal. You'll pay for it. And the value will come in pretty much close to where you think the online people think it is, unless you did some major rehabs at the online valuation. But if this person owns their own home since 2021, just take the online value, go to 80% to be done. It costs a couple $100. There's no prepayment penalty. And if you live outside the Consumers Credit Union that they acquired King County, they want to be known now as Consumers this year, so I got to change my brain for that. Contact me. I'll send it to you because I've got an affiliated business arrangement through the IDFPR, Illinois Department of Professional Regulations, and I make the introduction, make no money on it. It's just a introduction so they can help you. You're within their service area. Joyce in Oak Lawn, you got a question for Jimmy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for answering my call. My family member died, and he left his property in a trust for the family. And my question is, what kind of taxes, the property taxes, do we have to pay, like federal tax or income tax? What kind of taxes do we have to pay on them?
Great question. I think somebody was learning before, every situation is a little different, how the trust was set up. So I can't really give you an exact answer on that. And I would normally just advise you to talk to the attorney that you should be working with when you're in that situation. They'll normally be able to give you a lot better advice on that. And then, you know, maybe some workarounds to that tax, different things that you can do with the money and that. It's normally a lot less scary than what you would be, as long as you're talking to the right person.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, sorry for your loss.
Do you have an attorney?
Do you have a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. That's where we would start. And if you need a CPA to ask that question, we could connect you with that as well.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay.
I'll start with the attorney, but thank you very much.
Sure. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Take care, Joyce, and may your family members a memory be a blessing. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call. Takes phone. Let's take a quick break here. So I want to give the dedication to Scott Ellis, the loan officer on my team that passed away. I owe Scott a lot, and I will explain it after the break. I've got Captain Morgan here. Spiced rum, that was his drink, and two bottles of Coke. So if you guys would like to join me for a toast to Scott, we've got cups here. We'll pour something out for him and pour a drink for him, and we'll leave it open for him for later. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Let's go around the horn real quick. Jimmy, great job, your first show here.
Thank you.
Can you bring in Bear Down Chicago Bears words, if you can, when you get a chance, have Jimmy sing it? Jimmy, you got it there?
I got it.
Hey, have you got the music? No, not ready? Okay, well, say something goodbye, and we'll come back to have you sing.
Absolutely. Hey, now's the time. If you guys are thinking, when is the best time to put the house on the market, getting in front of the spring market is really the best time to do it. So now is the time. Call us, whatever you need, 224-239-3966, 224-239-3966, or WGNSarah.com.
Frank Wazalewski's been here for the past 12 hours. You and Jeremy. Like
I think we did a great job.
I know. It's been a long day. It's been a fun day, though. It's been a really fun day. A lot of great calls.
Great calls during Lou's show.
Yeah, a lot of great calls.
A lot of people drinking early.
Sure. Seemed like it.
A lot of mimosas going early on Lou's show today. Go ahead.
It is Saturday.
Yeah, I know. It's Saturday. Yeah, and Wendy was hosting. So
for any of your accessibility needs, or if you just want to, you know, take a look at your house for safety, give us a call, 630-616-6249, or visit allaboutaccess.com.
Louis Shapiro, redo cabinets. What your nugget of knowledge there on the way out the door?
So if you've ever considered updating your kitchen, now is the time to do it. Our promo right now is 75% off labor. There's never be a time you save more money. Give us a call, 630-381-5583. I guarantee we can come up with a design and solve the problems that you have. 630-381-5583.
Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. You got the phone number or the website? Which do you prefer?
Probably the website's fine.
Website.
Yeah.
And I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
Because I have the power.
Surprise.
I have the power.
So, Frank, when we were on Lou's show.
Yes.
You know.
The cool show.
Different. Frank and I were curious on if we would talk more than you today. Frank, what do you think?
I think David blew us out of the water.
Crushed
the first
us, right? I mean, it was just done. Yeah. Like, just absolutely. Like, there's no mountain that you can't climb.
We've been here
sir.
For seven I mean, hours combined. That's 14 you're hours. Just, you smoked us.
Yeah, just cannot even
yeah,
within the first 20 minutes. You know, if you have a home, we can help in any capacity. If you have questions about anything, something doesn't seem right, we have our preventative maintenance plan that's available. We just have our estimators that are just happy to stop by, take a look at what your needs are, or just you could even text us any pictures at our main number if you're just curious about anything. We're happy to help. We want to thank our customers and thank our listeners.
Jimmy, are you ready?
I don't know.
Are you ready?
You got this, buddy.
I can be ready for this.
Okay.
You can be ready.
You're never ready. It's like the
having
first
kids.
Time. Yeah, it's like the first time, Jimmy. You sold a house.
Let's do it.
Look how exciting that was. All
Let's
right,
do
Benny.
It together.
Drop the music. All right, we'll do it together. You'll lead. Go, Benny. A lot of energy.
Bear down.
Get next to the microphone.
Chicago Bears.
By the microphone.
Make every play clear the way Louder. To victory.
More energy.
Bear down. Chicago Bears. Put up a fight with the mites so fearlessly.
Louder.
We'll never forget the way you thrilled the nation. Oh, boy. With your T formation. Bear down. Chicago Bears. And let them know why you're wearing the crown.
More energy.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois, ChicagoBears.com.
Bear down.
I love it.
Bear down.
Well, that was so good.
Oh, I'm definitely getting fired.
Great job, Jimmy.
Mister, I'm not singing. All right, so I poured everybody a Crown and Coke. Captain and Coke, sorry. That's my
You're not
drink.
A drinker.
I drink Crown and Coke once a month. I have a drink at an event. But my dear friend, Scott Ellis, who passed away Thursday night, way too young. Met Scott more than 25 years ago in an Illinois Association Mortgage Professional committee. We were on the same board or something. He came up to me, smile. Hey, buddy, welcome to the board. You need anything, let me know. Stayed in touch with Scott. He wound up working for us at Townstone. Then he left and he went to Pearl Mortgage. And when I was transitioning out of Townstone, he said, you got to talk to a guy by the name of Dave Hendrickson. To come over to Pearl. I'm like, I already talked to the owner of Pearl. They don't want me. I'm done. So he's like, please beg me to meet with his team. So I met with this guy, Dave Hendrickson, who's now my partner, and went over to Pearl. Scott joined my team again. And when we left Pearl to go to Lower, Scott was there. And the most affable guy out there, he's like your dad. Mm-hmm. Right, party of one. He everywhere he went, he had a cigarette in one hand and a Captain and Coke in the other hand. And he loved golf. He loved playing pool. He was full of life.
Love it.
And for my loan officers on my team, whenever something was not right, he was the first guy to speak up because he was the elder statesman. When I got a call from Scott, I knew something was up because I knew Scott had already felt the problem out already and vetted the problem, and we'd walk it through. He'd kind of be like the union steward on my team. Mm-hmm. And wherever Scott went, everybody followed, and everybody loved Scott, and he was just a great guy. And we are at a loss. His wife, I wanted to mention this as well. He's a devoted husband to his wife, Keely, who's devastated right now. Loving father to Savannah, who I just talked to him about 2 weeks ago. I'm like, hey, how's the family? We just catch up. He was telling me how great his daughters are doing, how great his son's doing, his grandkids. He was boasting about his grandkids. They're all coming down for the holidays. It's going to be awesome. Big Christmas guy. You know, just love, huge Bears fan. One stop talking about the win, because we have a couple of Packers fans on our team. And we were like, you know, joked a little bit, and we were going back and forth, and he'd throw in the memes and we all pile on. Loving father, white husband to Keely, loving father to Savannah, Adrian, Dane are his two sons, son-in-law Nate, proud grandfather to Nolan, Banks, and Caden. Everybody out there just keeps Scott memory and thought in their prayers. He's a good guy, taken way too young, just like your dad, man. He reminds me a lot of your dad. He'd walk into a room and he would just bring people together, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know how your dad would go into a bar?
It's kind of like how you kind of do now.
Not as good as these guys. No, I learned a lot from your dad. I learned a lot from Scott. And if my loan officers on the team had a problem with a referral partner, Jimmy, how do you handle this? A realtor did this, right? We had a Monday. We have a Monday morning meeting call, Zoom call. Scott's first guy to chime in.
Yep.
Hey, you ever think about doing it this way?
Hmm.
Or you know what? Back when we were still using typewriters and markers and highlighting, you know, and sending stuff out in FedEx instead of electronic signatures. Hey, you know, we saw this in that market back then, right? And just the unbelievable wealth of knowledge. And the support,
help,
and just the devastating loss. So I just wanted to take this time to let him know that we love him, that we think about him, that we love the family, been in contact. My partner, Dave, has been in contact whatever they need, they're going to get financially, emotionally. That's not a question. So Scott was a big, he loved a band by name of Brooks Dunn and the song Neon Moon. So
good song.
I don't know who that is.
Brooks and Dunn.
Okay, Scott was into country music, an avid golfer.
Yep.
You said, hey, Scott, you want to go? You couldn't even get, I got an opening of a foursome. Boom. Scott disappears. He'd be on the golf course smoking a cigarette, having a Captain and Coke. So we're going to raise our cups to the memory. May it be his life and his name be an eternal blessing and his memory be an eternal blessing to Scott Ellis, good friend, a great father, a great husband, a great grandfather. We're going to miss him. This is for Scott.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Frank Wasilewski from Access. Jim Brown from the Sarah Leonard Team. And Louis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.